This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. We are sounding off today. Steve Ulsher hanging out. Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote.
What's going on?
And Whitey Wade is hanging out there in the booth over there. What's up, man? Alright, so first and foremost, Richie, congratulations. I don't know how you did it, but somehow you aged backwards. I didn't even know like it was possible to do such things. But you are clearly, he's like 12 now.
Benjamin Button.
So you
told him when I walked in, and he was happened to be walking toward me. I was like, wow, you look good today.
Right? And did
today?
You?
Today.
I mean, you look great. I'll take that back. I said, you look great.
Thanks.
So did you make the connection like immediately that he had shaved like almost everything on his face?
My first thought was, it looks like you've lost weight or something.
Right. Well, you did technically,
both.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, technically you take off all that beardish, mustache stuff. I mean, it's got to weigh something. I mean, if you're fighting like MMA style, you're probably shaving all that to at least make weight, I would think, man. So what inspired you, dude? I'm looking
year,
at you and I'm
man,
going,
just,
he looks good. I
he
like
does.
It.
He looks great.
Yeah, now I can't use my, hey, learn from my experience and point to my grades anymore.
You can't pull on the beard.
Yeah, I used to. Oh, that little motion.
So Mary,
yes.
Do tell. So, facial hair or no facial hair? What's your preference from
no facial hair?
Really?
Yeah.
What does it like? Did you have a bad experience? Did it
no.
like itchy and like no? Just
no. I mean, I don't mind if it's closely cropped.
Yeah.
But I don't like when they're waiting through the playoffs and the guy doesn't shave for like.
Movember.
10 weeks.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, yeah. We're out of what is
you're
that?
Like, if you're got that long of a beard. And you're wearing flannels, like you better be able to chop a tree. Or
exactly.
Get rid of that
I'd
thing.
Move back to Minnesota.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of chopping trees, how about them Chargers?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Good golly. So, all right. So, as you guys know, I moved to San Diego from Chicago.
For the Chargers,
specifically 2.5 years ago. And I single-handedly take responsibility for the drought ending in California. Because I told you, the weekend I moved here, it thunderstormed and it hadn't rained here in like 4 years. So that was like an ominous sign. And now, of course, the weather people, whoever those folks are, just said, the drought is over in California.
That's right. I hadn't even been to a rain out in so long. I gave Steve tickets to the game and he got rained out.
It's like, we're just
really
like,
you're
like,
just a dark cloud
I'm just a
hanging
dark cloud.
Over you.
And actually, it's a pretty good thing we got Bob Doyle coming on today because he'll be talking about the law of attraction. And I will be real curious to get his take on what all of
what
that
you
means.
Are attracting.
What am I attracting? I'm scared. Actually, maybe I won't even ask the question because maybe I don't want to know.
Break the pattern.
All right. So let me ask you guys this. So as I said, I am new to the area for the most part, right? I mean, you've been here 20 something odd years, right, Mary? How long have you?
She was 27 years.
All right. So a good long time. Richie, you grew up here, so you've seen it from day one. How is this a big deal?
What?
I mean, like in the scheme of things, yeah,
the Chargers?
The Chargers going to LA.
I think so.
It depends on what you call a big deal.
Does it hurt? Like,
of course.
Is it a hurter?
I've been numb ever since the family passed it on and didn't sell it. It's like, oh, great.
Mm-hmm. You know, now the kids are going to screw it up.
He's watched ownership that sucked and thought that was leadership. And, you know, it's the original fight at the very beginning of all this stuff. It was old money versus new money. The Jerry Jones, the Cronkies, all the guys that made the money on their own were anti the new money. All the kids that were gifted the team from their parents that made money.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL is just like, we don't want those people in charge of that big of a market team.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
like the second biggest market in America. And
You're talking about LA?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about LA. Okay.
And so like they wanted, let Cronky. He's a builder. He will go build the team, right? So they're just, to me, they're just proving the fact that they didn't start earlier saying no tourists are going to be paying for this stadium. Mm-hmm. They're just not good at business.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good move.
Do you care, Mary? Is this like a, do
oh,
you,
yeah.
Do you, really? So did you wake up this morning? I mean, they started reporting it last night. And this morning, you know, of course, Spanos or whatever, however you say his name there, he confirmed it. But is that, from your perspective, does it bother you? Because, like, did you wake up and you were like, oh, man, that sucks? Or did
yeah,
did you
that's
not even,
the way I felt.
Did you? Okay.
For me, it was kind of weird. I was super binary for me. I was like, they're either going to wake up and just make it happen because that family's builders too. But it's just The kids got it. And they're going to realize the NFL wants him here. Everyone wants him here. Or they're going to go be a second fiddle like the Clippers in L.A. to the Rams, who've been there since
World
War
II. But neither of them are. They're not even going to be in L.A. They're both going to be in, like, Inglewood, which is nowhere near. Like, isn't that, like, 20
LA,
or 30
that's all
minutes
relative.
From?
That's, there's places in L.A. that take just as long to get from one part of L.A. to the other part of L.A. as to get from here to L.A.
Because I've been where the Forum is in Inglewood. And it's not the best area in the whole wide world where that old stadium sits. So if the football stadium is going to kind of be in that general vicinity, I don't know. I mean, I
think USC is not in a good neighborhood either.
Wait, don't they play it in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl? Doesn't USC play?
Have you been to the Rose Bowl?
I have been to the parade. I haven't been to the Rose Bowl itself.
Okay, so you just see it when the mask is all over it.
Why is it really bad? I haven't
go out there sometime.
Yeah, right.
Really? Just Pasadena is bad?
No, like, not South Pass. No, it's nice. Very, very nice.
But it's just you're LA. You're, it's an area where it could be a $1 million home. You turn the corner and now you're half a mile from straight hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to know. I'm just trying to figure out if people are going to wake up today and then they're going to be like mad, like how dare the Chargers? I mean, because like
of course
you
are.
Had a chance to vote. Like, you had a chance to say, let's fund these guys a new stadium. You had a chance to step up and cast your ballot and say, yes, I want them. So how about this? 44% of those who had a chance, it's 44% of those who voted in the election said no. Said yes, we want them to stand. 56% said no, we don't care. We're not going to support the taxes. So when you walk around now,
you are even stating what was wrong. There was no taxes for them to support.
So they wouldn't have had to fund it at all.
It was hotel tax. And taxi tax. There were a couple things that needed to be worked out, right?
Yeah.
But this was a document that got put together so freaking fast that this was supposed to start the narrative to move it forward. Mm-hmm. But that never happened. They weren't listening to the show.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, right?
Interesting.
They didn't listen
to Move It Forward Monday. We're going to have to send a note into those guys. So I guess the bottom line is if there are people walking around bitching and complaining about these guys moving, then let's just hope that you were one of those folks who voted. If you didn't vote in favor of the tax hike, which, as you said, Rich, you didn't even come out of their pockets.
And then, it wasn't San Diego. It was San Diego proper. It wasn't San Diego County.
Yeah.
Correct. So us in North County, I couldn't vote.
You couldn't vote at all.
No, it's
so it was just
City of San Diego
it was
voted.
Interesting.
Stupid.
And they did not put enough emphasis on the fact that tourism is the main draw to help pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why the NFL wants it here too.
Yeah, I mean, but if they couldn't sell out the stadiums consistently in San Diego, how are they going to sell out the stadium in Inglewood, where, like, first and foremost, people from here aren't going to go there, are they? Would you drive?
Some. We'll do it novelty ones, right? Like when friends are Bear fans that have fans that come out here, like 30 of them every time they play.
Mm-hmm.
If they're playing in Los Angeles, we'll go up with them or something. You know, it'll be some
just
sort
to
of
check, and probably just to check out the new $2 billion stadium and see what that's all about. So it'll be interesting because we're going to be talking to Bob Doyle, who was in The Secret. And he'll be talking about the law of attraction and some other interesting things. And my jury's out. My jury is out.
Why?
On the law of attraction.
Oh, I thought you meant on the Chargers.
No.
LA attract the Chargers?
Right? So, like, how does that happen that an entire city
that got 4%
repels?
Yeah. They only wanted 4% of them wanted him, but yet they ended up there. So let's ask him how that happened.
Right. So I'd be real curious in terms of – and then like L.A., who hasn't had a team for, you know, God knows how long, 20-something years, now all of a sudden they got – and they got two teams.
I know.
So they got two teams in a matter of 3 years.
I'm traditional. If the Minnesota Vikings ever left Minnesota, I would be – that would be it. I'd be crushed.
Well, there's like I guess you got the Twins, so I guess you do have some
– We lost the North Stars – the hockey team, and I still haven't recovered because I'm a huge hockey fan.
Wait a minute.
It's just hard to picture you not recovered with the big old smile on your face. You know, it's like, haven't recovered. It's like,
wait a minute.
Bigger smile than like 90% of the
planet.
I'm just a happy person.
Minnesota, the state that is like 80% covered in ice 94% of the year, doesn't have a hockey team?
I think they have a.
Do they have a? They don't have.
They have a different name.
Right
one.
It's just
Timberwolves
like
have something.
That's a basketball team.
Oh, they have something.
That's incredible.
I thought they
to
did,
me.
But the North Stars were like the best hockey team in America.
Right, because the Blackhawks and the North Stars, right, always used to have
awesome.
These huge
rivalry.
That team doesn't exist anymore. Oh my God, I am so out of it. I have got
I have got to wake up at a decent hour during the day
and read something. Then maybe I will read a book about the law of attraction. And that maybe that's the first book I should read is when I wake up on time at a decent hour to realize that A, Minnesota doesn't have a team in hockey. B, the Chargers are gone from San Diego. It's like you.
That was rude how they did it. I take
full responsibility. It was rude how they did it. How else could they have done it?
I looked at Facebook, which I rarely do.
You know nothing on Facebook.
The very
is true.
First thing it said was notifications. Hit notifications. The Los Angeles Chargers have changed their Facebook fan page name to the Los Angeles Chargers. Like it didn't even
warm us up.
Yeah, it didn't even warm me up
man,
and say
no
the San Diego Chargers.
No
like,
nothing. The Los Angeles Chargers changed their name to the Los Angeles Chargers?
Because it had already changed, right? The name changed.
But see,
changed.
Added
fuel on the fire.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I didn't see this coming yesterday.
Was there a deadline?
Okay.
January 15th and then January 17th, so there was a deadline that hit. All right, guys. Well, look, we're going to track good things into our lives here, and we've got Bob Doyle coming on Reinvention Radio right after this. We'll talk to you guys soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.